Good morning. It is a Thursday morning, and we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Let's start with this headline. Trump revokes former CIA chief's security clearance. We're talking about John Brennan, the CIA director under President Barack Obama.
Well, David, it does look like this is a distraction attempt once again. He's got lots of problems, and this is a good way of getting the news headlines, which he achieved, by the way, because it does seem that he's angry at Brennan for starting the Russian investigation. He's saying to the Wall Street Journal and to others, you know, this is what has happened. The Russian investigation is a hoax. It was Brennan who brought it to the president in the first place. It was then followed up by Barack Obama who brought it to the president. And so they revoked this security clearance. The one thing about Trump is he is unashamed to try to, when something is really hurting him, he brings something else in that will move people's heads to the side. And at the same time that's happening, David, we are seeing a concerted effort by the press all over the United States to say, no, we are not the enemy of the people. This is a dangerous game, of course, because it does look like the whole press is lined up against him. And at least one or two newspapers have said this is a bad idea to have this coordinated attack on Trump over the freedom of the press, and making the point, I think a good point, that somebody is going to get hurt, that the basic fascist element in this country, and fascism has always gone after a free press, will out if we don't do what we need to do, which is to present a solid front. Either way, there are definitely dangers.
From the president's lawyers, they say they are prepared to fight the subpoena all the way to the Supreme Court, although they have not heard that yet from Mueller.
So, David, we know that this business of the subpoena is very dangerous for the president, because right now they're trying to negotiate. You know, there's this baloney in which they say the lawyers of the president don't want him to testify, but the president does. I've never believed that for a second. I've always believed the controlling force here is the president. The president says, you say don't show up for a interview, and I'll say I want to go. And unfortunately, a lot of the press has bought that. Now, along comes the obvious, which is a subpoena. You better show up. And he says, we'll quash it. And now you go to where? The very Supreme Court, where a lot of people have chits and have to pay back for being appointed to the court. You have people like John Roberts, Gorsuch. The whole court will rule in the president's favor. That's going to be my bet. But the subpoena question is very dangerous. They're already advancing the fact that they will try to quash the subpoena if there is one, and there hasn't been one yet, and we'll just have to see.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in a bit of a kerfuffle yesterday after making comments where he said America was never that great, in a jab at the Trump slogan. Republicans ran with that immediately, including challenger Mark Molinaro. Cuomo said, we are not going to make America great. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. He then responded to a tweet by President Trump, Allen, going after him, including about the, quote, highest tax state. York, and Cuomo's response, what you say would be great again would not be great at all. We will not go back to discrimination, segregation, sexism, isolationism, racism, or the KKK. Like New York's motto says, Excelsior, ever upward, not backward.
Well, David, that's right. Trump has his base and Cuomo has his base. And Cuomo has moved strongly to the left in this entire election cycle. We know it. In the beginning, he came on as basically a conservative Democrat. Now we see that he has moved as quickly as he can, facing an election with a primary with Cynthia Nixon. And he's moved left. And this is his mantra. And he is saying it again and again and again. Look, I don't blame him. There's lots to be done in this country, that's for sure. Maybe it's an unfortunate choice of words, but I'm sure he's a very shrewd politician. He knew what he was doing when he said them. Clearly, all of a sudden, we've been reaching out to Republicans to come on to our programming. They don't want to do it. They're going to do the catchphrases, and they're going to react that way. They don't want to face the hard questions, and we have always been very fair about that. In fact, this station has been criticized for having too many Republicans. You know, on David, you know that because the producer of the program, we hear it again and again. And so there is this business. Somebody's running that campaign and they're saying every word that Cuomo says will be examined and taken in one light or another. As you know, I have my issues with Cuomo, but I don't think he was wrong to say that there are places in this country that we really have to go in order to make it better.
CNN poll. Democrats now lead Republicans by 52-41% in a nationwide generic congressional ballot. The blue lead has increased slightly from 8 percentage points in June of this year to 11 percentage points. Here's the interesting thing, Alan. Despite Democrats' advantage on that measure, a plurality, 48% in the same poll, believe Republicans will maintain control of Congress after the election, compared to 40% who believe Democrats will.
Well, that's right. Now, look, we have been told again and again by the political scientists and others that if you have a generic difference of 6-7%, the Democrats will take the House. But people always believe that the status quo is going to remain. Nevertheless, 11% is huge. And if, in fact, that 11% turns out, including the independents, to vote for the Democrats, they're going to take the House and they'll take it big time. So far, the elections that we have seen, David, indicate, at least to me, that we can expect that this is going to happen because the energy on the Democratic side is so much greater.